Companies I want to see get hit by a bus. Choose your apocalypse. Robot Uprising? Zombie Apocalypse? Or Mad Max? Who would win in a fight? Impractical Jokers or Dude Perfect? Toaster giveaway at 10,000 subscribers.
All right, we're back with Branson Knowles, part two. Dude, I fucked up the intro last week, and I hit the pause button again instead of start, so the first 5 minutes was on the GoPro.
Oh, really?
But we're back with my list of companies I fucking hate. These are companies I'm going to fight, or not fight. It's my bus list, because...
Companies that need to get hit by RTD.
They need to get hit by a bus, because I can't fight them. So number one we're going to go with this time is Shanko. Because, God, I hate their jewelry commercials. They're on the radio all the time.
I have Spotify. I'm not poor. What's it like?
When I'm on the way to work, they just play their radio commercial on every goddamn radio station in Colorado at the same time. And it pisses me off.
What's up with their jingle?
It's nothing bad. It's just only you or have a friend in the diamond business at Shanko. But it's just on every station. I just want to listen to a song for like 2 minutes on my way to work, and every goddamn radio station, they black it out, their commercial at the same time. Pisses
that
me
is
off.
Annoying.
I've probably given them so much publicity off of it that they are winning the war by a long shot, but I'm not getting a wedding ring from Shanko.
Dude, that's so funny.
My future wife has to know that.
She has to know. She's like, baby, I'll get you a rock, but it won't be a Shanko rock.
It will not
I gotta
be from
tell
them.
You that.
They might win the battle, but I will win the goddamn war.
Dude, it's funny. There's an advertiser here in Denver, and I don't know it's a law firm. I don't remember the name of the law firm, but it's like this snazzy looking dude in a purple suit and this hot looking chick in like an office pantsuit. And it's like, do your lawyers have drip? And I was like, dude, if I'm worried about my lawyer's drip, I'm definitely going to prison. I'm definitely going to prison. Why are we even having this conversation?
Sign him up, man.
Could you imagine? You get like this old lawyer who's been around for 30 years, and you're like, is that not Donatella Versace? Get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm pleading no contest.
That's hilarious. Also on my list we got is the writers of Shameless Season 11, the last season of that show. God, that show dropped off a cliff so goddamn bad. And I am still pissed about it. I hope they get hit by a double-decker bus in London. Like, not even a normal bus.
Oh, that's so specific, dude. That's so funny.
Frank survives from everything. Have you seen that show?
Uh-uh.
Frank survives from everything. Well, the main character is just this alcoholic drug guy. He survives everything. And then he dies of COVID.
No.
In the last episode. And then they even bring back the other main character who wasn't off the show.
Damn.
For a couple seasons, they just, like... completely ignored her.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck?
No, okay. People that Zach should have beef with segment, the writers of the Halo series. How are you going to make an entire video game franchise about a dude not taking his helmet off? And in the first like 6 episodes, he takes his helmet off. Yeah. Yeah, because he's like a handsome, it's like that one fucking, I don't remember the actor, but it's like a handsome ass dude. And it's like, I'll give it to you. He's got a nice face. If you're going to reveal a face, that's the one to reveal. But the entire premise of the show is like, here's a guy who doesn't take his helmet, the games rather, is like, here's 7 games of a dude killing a million aliens and never seeing his face. And the show is like, you know what would be really cool if we showed his face?
We should show his face.
It's like, no, that's not. Why would you do that? That's so stupid.
One other one, too, we'll do for my bus list is the hoe who ruined my favorite TV show. I went on a date recently, and I was talking about how I watched Big Brother.
Nice.
And I'm watching an older season. The girl's like, oh, that's a season when, what's his face? And I just looked at her. I'm like, does he win? And she's just like, no. And I just gave her the death stare, just so unamused.
Yeah, you're like, dude, what the hell? Wait, I thought you had a girlfriend.
No, we broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Like 6 months ago.
Damn.
So now we went on a date with this hoe who fucking ruined my TV show. So now when I go on dates, I have to make up shows that I'm watching. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching this new show, Game of Thrones.
She's like, oh, you'll love season 7 when that one bitch gets beheaded. And you're like, you fucking kidding me right now?
That's okay. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so that's why I do it. Let them ruin that show for me. She subscribed to my podcast. So hopefully,
she really? Far into it. What's up, baby? Why don't you go on a second date with Zach? Dude, he's a handsome fellow.
She didn't respond last Saturday, so there we go. So we can blast her.
Let me talk to her through my podcast, baby girl. I love you, baby girl. I'm so sorry.
This is turning into a therapy episode.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm my bad if I'm taking away from the premise. I love talking about this shit. This is my favorite stuff to talk about. My bad. Let's go back to the would you rather's. Would you rather talk to your ex? No, I'm kidding.
All right, would you rather be handcuffed to a raccoon or a wheelbarrow rest of your life?
Raccoon, because I feel like it would give me an opportunity to tame it. Because I'd be like, buddy, we're going to be here for a while. We're going to be friends.
I mean, it's going to be rough the first, like, week maybe. But, like, dude, he's going to eventually learn, like, dude, I'm eating a burger. I'm grilling you a burger, too. We're handcuffed together. Chill out.
Yeah, true.
Like, we're each getting a burger.
Yeah, when I eat, we eat, brother.
We eat together. Yeah, he's got it.
When I'm getting paid, we're getting paid.
Like, having a wheelbarrow, that's just a pain in the ass. Like, trying to sleep at night, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and plus all your friends would be like, oh, I have to move. Oh, I know who I'm going to hit up. My one friend with a fucking wheelbarrow tied to his arm. And then what are you going to say? No? You're literally the perfect guy to move shit. You have a wheelbarrow tied to you. A wheelbarrow.
Yeah, that's like, that's worse than being the pickup truck guy, being the wheelbarrow guy. Everybody having you move.
Because you could be like, I'm out of gas. But with a wheelbarrow, you're like, no, it's still tied to me.
It's still tied
to
me.
Yeah, no, it's still here.
Raccoon, definitely 100%. That would be easier.
Yeah, it'd be hard for a while, but I feel like if you just beat the shit out of it.
How long do raccoons live?
Yeah, true. Not long if it was tied to me.
Assert your dominance.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, here's the deal.
A creepy snowman spawns in your yard. Every time you destroy it, it spawns back again, inches closer to your house. What do you do?
Destroy it one time, find out it moves closer, never destroy it again.
I think you destroy it like three times, and then you're like...
Okay. I'm being a little generous with myself. I think I'm too privy to the information. Yeah. I'm destroying it three times, I'm finding the pattern, and then I'm never destroying it again. And then I'm probably going to take like a Quran or like a Bible and just put it inside the snowman and just seeing if that does something.
Might as well try it.
Yeah, I'm like, there's some unholy shit going on here. This... You probably don't.
You're trying everything. Draw a circle around it, like a sea bear circle. You never know.
Yeah, with like salt. What,
yeah. But then it gets to summer, man. It keeps melting. It gets closer and closer into the house.
Oh, shit, true.
You got to forget. That's when it gets dangerous.
Yeah, then I think I have to move to a snow place.
Would you rather be stuck in a hot air balloon or an elevator? You're in the hot air balloon by yourself. And you basically just got to bring it down.
That's hard because I feel like the emotions would probably be largely the same of feeling trapped. And you'd obviously want to be trapped in a hot air balloon a lot more than an elevator because you got a badass view.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're thinking view.
Yeah. Because I'm like, dude, if I'm not going to be able to leave, at least I can look at shit. You can pee off the side. That'd be sick. Hot air balloon just to piss off the side. Yeah. Because I'm like, I might be dying, but at least I got to pee from 2 miles up.
It's like I follow a subreddit called Scenic Pisses.
Oh, that sounds like a good one.
And it's just guys taking scenic pisses over just beautiful mountains, waterfalls. I'm like, dude, this is great content.
There is like an unspeakable feeling when you piss into a tree. This is nature having a full cycle.
Yeah, being trapped in an elevator, just, I feel like that's more claustrophobic.
Yeah. Especially, dude, what happens when you need to piss in a corner and you have to smell piss the whole time? It sounds terrible.
If I'm going to die, I'd rather die crashing a hot air balloon than just like...
Yeah, and then you can probably see signs that the hot air balloon's coming down, whereas the elevator is probably just going to drop out of nowhere.
I feel like I could time it, you know, and jump out of the hot air balloon like at 12 feet off the ground and do a barrel roll.
Easily. I, too, have seen movies. I'd be like, dude, Tom Cruise can do it. I can too, bitch.
All right, how many owls would you have to see in a day before you became suspicious?
3. No, 4.
Like, you walk out of your house, there's an owl. You go somewhere else, there's another owl. You're saying 4?
Ooh, here's the deal. 3 separately, 4 together. 3 together, I'm like, they're friends. 4 together, someone's watching me, and they fucked up the numbers.
Yeah, that's a time travel thing, or somebody's being an owl, or it's a camera, fake bird.
Something's going on, and I'm going to know quickly. There's a saying, and it's like a... It's from some fucking show. But it's like, if someone tells you you have a tail, they're an asshole. Don't listen to them. If 2 people tell you have a tail, they're ganging up on you. Don't listen. If 3 people tell you have a tail, turn around.
It's like that J. Cole song where George Bush is like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
I like how you cited a George Bush quote from a J. Cole song. Yeah, you know like that Drake, how he's featuring J. Cole? Well, J. Cole has a song with George Bush. And George Bush has this quote.
Yeah, no, for owls, man, I was thinking like, that's odd after like 4 or 5 owls, but I think it would be like a dozen almost before I'm like suspicious. I'm like, okay, what
you
is going on?
You think you'd take that many?
I think I'd see it. I think that's weird, but I would just be like,
I'm a pretty paranoid person, I guess.
I watched Cloverfield, the movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's a good movie.
So this girl wakes up in a bunker and the guy's like, it's the apocalypse. Yeah. We can't go outside. What do you do?
For sure, don't believe him. For sure. Yeah. I'd be like, so you kidnapped me, and you're trying to lie to me to convince me to stay here so you can use my holes. Yeah, I've heard that one before, dumbass. No, there's no way.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah, I'd be like, you think someone hasn't trapped me in their basement and told me it was the apocalypse before? Yeah, this isn't my first rodeo, dumbass. No, I'm for sure breaking out of there. And then it's probably, I mean, I think in the movie it really was the apocalypse. Yeah. But that's for sure a lie of like...
Are you going out right away, or are you... Like, you know, baiting him.
No, baiting him, for sure. Being like, thank you so much for saving me. You're such a good guy. I bet your dick tastes like Skittles. Let me taste it later. Dude, let me taste the rainbow later. But, and then when he's, like, asleep, I'm stabbing him in the throat and then breaking out.
Yeah.
That's like if a girl was, like, passed out at a party and you, like, took her home and, like, dropped her off in her bed and she woke up right then. Yeah. She'd be staring at you and you're like, oh, no, I'm not a pervert. You're like, no, I'm a good guy. She'd be like, okay, sure, that's what a pervert would say. And you'd be like, fuck, okay, well, here we are.
It's like I had another co-host on the podcast, my one friend, before Kurt. Yeah. And I always joked with Kurt that he was going to get, my friend Cody was going to kidnap Kurt and lock him up in his basement and tell him it's the apocalypse so he can do the podcast with me and become the new host. Like the South Park Casa Bonita, you know?
Yeah, yeah, literally.
He's going to be like, oh, he's not here. I guess I could fill in.
No, Kurt, if you want to do the podcast, I could just wear your skin. You know, Kurt, let me just borrow it.
Would you rather be hunted by Danny DeVito or a snail? So like if the snail touches you, you die instantly, or Danny DeVito has to kill you.
He has to kill me?
Yeah, he's hunting you down, trying to kill you.
Because on one hand, I get to meet Danny DeVito, but on the other, he is trying to take my life.
Yeah. The thing is, the snail, it's going to take a while to get to you, but you never know where it is. And like, if it just touches you, you're dead.
Oh, true.
Where Danny DeVito, you know, he's got to like bone an arrow or he's got to start blasting.
But with the snail, it's like if you move every 6 months, you're fine. Because then the snail has to like do a whole, if you just move coast to coast every 6 months.
Got
to
get on another flight and that's going to take it a year.
Yeah, it's got to take a year to just to get to DIA, let alone, yeah, dude, pull up his boarding pass for United. I think I'd like to get hunted by Danny DeVito just in case I get tagged in one of his Instagram posts. I think that'd do a lot for my engagement.
That would help me.
I think that'd do a lot for my career, yeah.
I like to imagine I'd tie him up, capture him. He's coming for me.
True.
It's like a zombie, you know, you chain him up in your basement. Dude, I'm friends with Danny DeVito now.
I have to explain it to girls. I'm like, it's not what it looks like.
It's like Shaun of the Dead. He's chained up in the basement playing video games with him as he's trying to kill me. Like, argh.
Like that's not a living sex toy. All right, it's just Danny DeVito. Cool. For some reason, he wants to kill me. I don't question it. I'm a big fan of It's Always Sunny.
I can't put him down.
I make him do the lines. I go, Frank. He goes, my name's Danny. I go, shut up.
I give him a rum ham once a week. It's fine.
I zip him into a couch. It's whatever.
All right, choose your apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse? Robot uprising? Or Mad Max.
Oh, what's Mad Max?
Mad Max is the...
Desert?
Yeah.
Like it's just desert apocalypse.
Desert apocalypse, like the people are crazy.
And there's like no water.
Cannibals. Yeah, no water. And you got to choose a zombie. What movie or show?
I think I'm going zombie because robot is just not fun. I've never liked video games where robots die. I've never liked movies because I want to see a dude die. I want to see a guy with like feelings and friends and a family. I want to see him lose everything. And in a zombie way, you can kind of have that still. So I think I'm going zombie. And for the specific type of zombies, definitely not 28 day zombies. Those fuckers sprint the entire time. Like full sprint. Like Olympian, we don't even have stamina kind of sprint.
Yeah, or like World War Z where they're just climbing walls like 20 feet high. You're like,
oh, if I can step on each other, no, that's like ants. I'm not finding a colony of ants and zombies. I'm going Minecraft zombies. I'm going they walk. I'm going they're not around during the day, and I'm going around. They make a lot of noise. I can hear them coming.
That's the best answer, Minecraft zombies.
Minecraft zombies, and there's no creepers either.
No creepers either.
Yeah, there's no dildos walking around blowing me up.
This is my choice, so they're not.
This is my zombie apocalypse. You get your own.
I'm always like, this is my podcast. I'm like, I'm just not going to go into the apocalypse. I'll just live in the normal world. It's fine.
You're like, I'm in the one place where everything's fine. I'm on the moon.
Yeah.
It's just fine there.
But yeah, no, I would choose Walking Dead zombies.
Do they? Oh, because they're called walkers, huh? They walk.
Yeah, and they're nice and slow. There's a lot of them. Or a robot uprising. Actually, that'd be a good one because I have an iPhone. It stalks me, and it knows everywhere I go. Yep. But every time I go to the dive bar by my house, it never can pick up my location. It always tells me where I'm going. Never picks it up. So if there's a robot uprising, that's where we hold out, here at the dive bar.
Oh, that's sick.
This is the last part where humanity will hold out. The robots have no clue.
That we have a week's worth of booze.
Like, yeah, we're just chilling. Let's see what we
can do. Oh, that's sick. Dude, my phone follows me too. It's so funny. So I'm half Mexican, right? And when I go back home, my grandma doesn't speak English. So we just speak Spanish to each other. And my phone, because it doesn't listen, I'll be back home for a week. And then suddenly I'll start seeing ads in Spanish. It'll be like, si tienes un perrito y quieres la Purina dog food, es la mejor dog food. And it's just really funny that my phone thinks I'm Mexican 2 weeks out of the year. Like when I go home for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and it's like, that's when he speaks Spanish.
But then
I'm in Denver, and it's just like, hey, Purina dog food is the best dog food you could have.
All right, who do you think would win in a fight? Impractical Jokers or Dude Perfect?
Oh, Dude Perfect would beat the shit out of those guys.
Really?
Oh, it would be a massacre. Oh my God, you have four
I'm on
dudes.
The other side.
Wait, because what is Dude Perfect? Dude Perfect is like...
They're the trick shot guys on YouTube.
I know they're the trick shot, but are they...
They're like a PG kids channel.
Right, but they're dads, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm trying
dads.
To think of their bodies. Right.
Yeah, they got one guy who's pretty athletic, right. And he would probably kick everybody's ass, but the other guys are all...
And I could be wrong, but because I know Sal Volcano.
But Impractical Jokers aren't very athletic either.
No,
they're
not
all,
at all.
They're unathletic dads. They're even worse.
They haven't seen a gym or balls in years. The only ball, they haven't even seen their own. Like, they have guts and shit. These Dude Perfect dudes are throwing footballs from like a mile out.
They're trick shotting. Yeah, dude. They're throwing the frisbee, jumping off a ladder, spinning around like Call of Duty.
They're doing like a daredevil backflip under like a fucking bison. No, those Dude Perfect guys would kill the Jokers. Yeah. Unless the Jokers could do some devious, like, unless they could dress up and trick the guy.
I don't think they'd work well as a team together.
Oh,
they would just
true.
Be punking each other, too.
Who, the Dude Perfect guys or the Jokers?
The Impractical Jokers. Yeah. I think they'd be fine. But I don't know. I kind of feel like they'd win just because they're, you know, gritty dads. They're more bar fight where the Dude Perfect, they're good trick shotters,
true.
But they're also like, they're some soft dads.
They're too Christian.
What's your thoughts on milk?
Just on milk in general?
Yeah, do you drink milk?
I fucking love milk. I love milk.
Oh, thank God. See, I haven't seen all kinds of TikToks. People are like, first signs that you're a serial killer.
It's because you
like
milk?
It's
like
they drink milk. A lot of people don't drink milk.
Well, okay, I like milk and the three bodies in my basement, but they're not mutually exclusive.
Those don't go together.
I know. People, I feel like milk is a sign of innocence. If you like milk, you still have that innocence in you of like things are okay, everything's going to be good. But if you don't like milk, you're a cynical weirdo who's like, what are you, seven? It's like, yeah, I have the joy of a child.
Yeah, all these dates I've been on, they're like, you drink milk? They're like, what the hell?
Is that
you're
a masculine
weirdo?
Thing?
People just don't drink milk. I learned that.
What the fuck?
My ex-girlfriend, she didn't drink milk either. She thought it was weird. And I'm just like, I drink milk by the gallons, man.
I have it for protein shakes. Obviously, I work out. You guys can tell. Obviously, I have it for protein shakes, but I like, dude, I love having like a cookie and a glass of milk at night.
Exactly.
A brownie?
That's the best
what are you talking about?
You have to have a brownie and milk at the end of the night.
Is that like an emasculine thing to have milk?
I don't know.
Bro, it's so hard being a guy these days. Because it's like, yeah, I watch 7 hours of anime a day. That is true. But I will punch you in the mouth for nothing.
But I'm still going to punch you.
Yeah, so it's like, what do you want?
It's like, I have a protein shaker too. Yeah. But I use that for chocolate milk, not protein. Dude, that's the way to do it. Life changing.
What do you mean? So what are you doing?
You got a protein shaker, you know, you put your protein in it.
Right.
I just put Nesquik chocolate milk powder in it. Shake it up. Chocolate milk.
It's pretty baller.
In a big container.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Way to do.
You definitely sound like a child. That sounds baller.
Yeah, no, that's the way to do it.
That's sick. I do like powdered peanut butter. That's pretty tight, but no. Yeah, I don't know about that. It's so weird. All these days, I feel like, yeah.
All right, that's all for this episode of the Barcast. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. We're giving away a toaster at 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're almost there, so check us out. Tell them where to find you, Branson. There'll be a link down below.
You can find me at Branson Knowles on Instagram and YouTube. And I'm a writer. So if you guys like reading articles about anime or video games, you can find me at GameRant.com or BransonKnowles.com. But mainly fucking follow the Barcast, guys. These people are fucking awesome. This is some fun shit we're doing.
Get
this
that toaster.
Monday at 2:00 in the afternoon, and we're getting hammered. After this, Zach and I are going to do heroin. Thank you.
Exactly. Subscribe. Do-do-do.